Just got through talking with two of the all-time greats over there, Coach Burns and Lou Nanny. Great supporters of our organization, our team, and trading some stories with them. Fun guys to be around and very supportive of what we're trying to do. Injury-wise, John Carlson didn't participate. Obviously, he'll be out for this ball game. Adrian didn't participate, but more on a precautionary note from our standpoint. He'll be ready to go on Sunday. Just wanted to give him a little rest prior to the game. Percy was back, so that was good, and everybody else participated. And, you know, should be in pretty good shape. As I mentioned earlier in the week, tough environment. We're going to have to play extremely well, but we're looking forward to the challenge, you know, trying to get a win on the road.
So Adrian was just in doing some rehab work during practice.
Yeah, did some pool work and different rehab. Yeah. Yes.
Was there something earlier in the week that kind of had you thinking he should sit out for this
practice? He was a little sore on Wednesday. Did all right yesterday, and we were talking this morning. You know, why not, you know, get some rest and get some treatment, and should be fresher come Sunday. So he knows everything we got in the game plan. He's pretty sharp on the things that we were doing on Wednesday and Thursday and even Monday. So he should be fine.
Is that more of a consideration for you with injuries at this point in the season, not having your bye yet, to maybe give guys some more time off during the week?
Yeah, we do consider that, Tim. And Antoine Winfield is another guy. We took some reps off of him today. And, you know where we are in the season and what we have to get done. We want to make sure our guys are fresh with certain guys. They need to be fresh come Sunday, as long as they get the things down mentally that they have to get down. So,
is there a fear with John right now that this might be something lingering kind of longer term here?
I'm hoping not. I'm hoping that we'll hear some good news when we come back next week. You know, we'd like to get him going. We want to get him involved in our offense. We think he can really help us, and I'm hoping for his sake as well as ours. You know, concussions are a touchy matter, and, you know, we're concerned about his health, and hopefully we'll have good news next week.
Has he mentioned to you how he's feeling?
Yeah, you know, it's he's just not quite there yet. I mean, they're still taking him through the different tests they have to take him through, but he's not there yet.
Starter at the second cornerback position yet?
Probably Dan, right around. What time do we play, Bob? 1 o'clock Central? 1:05?
3 Central.
That's probably when we'll announce it, right about that time of the day. So,
strategically holding that out, or?
Yes.
So you know, you're very sold.
Pretty clear at this point. Pretty clear. Yeah.
How about with Mistral? Any further indications on how much time he might get? Or?
Yeah, he's making progress. You know, still a little bit concerned about his conditioning. You know, he did some good things, but you can, you know, tell that he needs some time as far as being able to start or not start. I don't think he's at a point where we could start him in a game yet. But physically, he's doing much better. He's gone through the week, you know, pretty good. We'll make a decision here pretty soon on what we want to do with him, but encouraged about his progress this week.
If you are able to play him, would that be on a series-by-series basis, or would there be, like, certain maybe more passing downs you would just enter him in for those?
I don't know if we'd do it purely by passing downs. You know, we'd probably do it by series if we did it. I don't think we'd look at it, whether it was third and whatever, or, you know, we'd probably do it more by series.
So you feel that he still is the starter once he's back and his conditioning and everything is back then?
Yeah, I mean, Jamarcus done a great job for us, but when we feel like he's ready to do it full time, we'll decide whether we want to rotate those guys or if Mistral's in there full time. But Jamarcus done enough to where we want to pay attention to him. We want to see how he plays again this weekend when he's in there. But he's done a good job.
At this point in the week, I assume no 53rd spot has been filled, or?
Not yet. No. We obviously didn't do anything at the trade deadline. But, you know, we should. I mean, we could easily go into this game with 52. It wouldn't hurt us at this point. And if we added a guy at 53, you know, wouldn't be a problem either. So,
pretty sure, though, that that'll happen next week. I assume you don't want to go an extended period with one man.
No, we wouldn't. We wouldn't want to go an extended period with 52 when we can use that roster spot. So we'd do something shortly.
Joe Webb's such an upbeat personality all the time. How's he holding up not being on the field at all these first eight games?
He's been great. I mean, we talked to him extensively about his role going into the season, and he's accepted his role. And You're right, Joe's an upbeat guy. He's continued to be that way through practice and meetings. He's a terrific young man, and a credit to him accepting his role because he's a talented player.
You guys you attempted to get him on the field last season in the Blazer package. As you went through the offseason here, was part of the thinking you didn't want to disrupt Christian's rhythm by putting that into the game? Because I don't think it was particularly effective when he was in those short bursts last year.
That was definitely a part of the discussion, not the determining factor, but it was a part of the discussion. And the fact that we're not dressing three guys as opposed to what we're doing this year with two, that factored in as well. So there were some contributing factors that we talked about going into the season.
You anticipate giving Toby a little bit more work just with Adrian's ankle, or is it a deal where if he's playing, he's your workhorse guy?
Well, we want to be our workhorse guy, but we're going to work Toby in there at some point. What those numbers will be probably be determined by how the game is going, but we're going into it thinking that Adrian is going to get the workload, the majority of the workload.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.